Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
The 513 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris, Brian, Austin Price, 3 minutes away from announcing the Tap the News Radio app winner.
Woo!
Coming up in 3 minutes. Don, this is exciting.
Yeah.
Very, very.
Because I already know the winner. It's like a secret.
Yeah, but tomorrow, Austin is in such a good mood, he's going to give away two pairs tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm so generous like that.
Yeah, nice job there. Okay, let's go ahead and look into three important things you really need to know about this hour.
Number one.
An $8 million wastewater improvement project underway up in Century. According to Mayor Ben Bowell, infrastructure upgrades have not been addressed really for a couple of years. The town is now in the process of updating water and sewer systems. The project includes four lift stations. They're located at West Highway 4, Century Woods Apartments, the intersection of Pond and Jefferson Streets, and the Century Correctional Institution.
Number two.
And NHC forecasters predict two tropical waves will move off Africa this week. Invest 92L could potentially become Tropical Storm Gabrielle in a day or two. Spaghetti models show little effect on the U.S. as the tropical waves are likely to move north and east of the Bahamas. No activity expected in the Gulf of America next week.
Number three.
Representative Michelle Saltzman. I always say she's the hardest working lady in the political business and coordination with officials at the local, state, and federal levels. Going to be conducting in-person office hours on Friday from 12 to 2. This will happen at the Ferry Pass Community Center on North 9th Avenue. The event is designed to support area residents with casework matters and to offer individuals convenient access to county, state, and federal assistance.
All righty. And with it already being 5:14 and with us having to get our ticket reveal underway in just a moment, I'll go ahead and tackle traffic and weather together here. Let's see what we got. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. There's some backups developing there. Also got some on Brent Lane. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. That's looking pretty severe. No confirmation of an accident, though. And speaking of Palafox Street, the intersection of Palafox and Burgess Road also giving us trouble. And Davis Highway traveling eastbound right as you're merging with Scenic Highway in front of UWF's main entrance. We got some heavy congestion at that light still. And that's just in Pensacola. We also got some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field and continuing westbound towards Highway 87. As for your weather, sitting at around 84 degrees, low of 69 tonight, sunny, mostly clear, heading into your weekend, highs ranging anywhere from 88 to 91. All right, with it being 5:15 here, we will reveal today's winner for our Kent State, Florida State tickets. That winner is...
This is very exciting.
Absolutely, Scott Greenlee.
All right, Scott.
Yeah, Scott Greenlee, you are today's winner of our tickets to Kent State, Florida State. I will be reaching out to you with the provider info or the contact info that you gave me recently. So we will we'll be reaching out to you and making sure that we get those tickets to you as soon as possible.
Okay, and we'll do times two tomorrow.
Yes.
So be with us for that. Starting 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, the registration opens up. That registration page pops up. Fill it out. Send it in. 5:15. Just like it happened here. Austin's going to announce the winner, but he'll be announcing two winners for tickets to the FSU-Kent State game. All right. Sounds pretty good. And congratulations once again to Scott Greenlee.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area is going to hold a finalist announcement tomorrow. Talking about excitement, 9:30 tomorrow morning, they're going to be revealing the finalists from this year's grant application pool. During the event, nonprofit organizations will be announced as finalists from Impact 100's five focus areas. Then, if this isn't enough, this is where it all leads to, at its annual meeting on Sunday, October 19th, Impact 100 will award $103,500 each to 12 nonprofit organizations in our community for a total impact of $1,242,000. Way to go.
Absolutely. And of course, yesterday we got some thoughts from Sheriff Bob Johnson on the whole open carry state law thing. Well, now We're getting some from another piece of our local law enforcement. With open carry now the law of the state, according to Florida's Attorney General, and that meaning big changes for residents who want to carry a firearm. One big change for folks who are used to concealed carry is that your firearm can now be visible in your vehicle as you travel. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons says it is important to know that open carry does not affect other laws, though. That means you still can't brandish a firearm or threaten anyone with one. Simmons tells News Radio it's also important to know that private businesses can restrict the carrying of firearms on their property if they want.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
It's probably not a good idea to think you're like Sheriff Wyatt Earp and walking down the street with your gun slung on your head.
Right.
Okay, ECUA issued, I want to pass this on to you this afternoon. Good job here, ECUA issuing a precautionary boil water notice for customers. This was in the 3600 block of Bayou Boulevard, Kenyon Road, and Service Connections on Dean Road. The PBWN issued because of a broken 8-inch water main. Contractor hit the darn pipe and kind of messed it up. Residents in the area are advised to boil water for 1 minute at a rolling boil. Two back tea samples have already been taken. Advisory is going to be lifted usually within 48 hours. And Florida stories, is that we're watching this story. You mentioned deputies and law enforcement. Deputies near Daytona Beach say a store clerk is in custody for gunning down an off-duty cop inside that store. Eden Brown has more from Miami.
Deputies in Volusia County, Florida, say off-duty police officer David Jewell was waiting inside a Circle K when clerk Eduardo Machado got a gun and just started shooting at him. It's all on store security recording, says Sheriff Mike Chitwood.
The most disturbing thing is when David goes down, the gun jams, and he stands over top of him, clears it, and then stands over top of him and fires a bunch more shots till he empties the clip.
Machado is now in custody for what Chitwood calls an assassination of the officer, though Machado's family tells deputies he's been diagnosed with a mental health disorder, and while he said he heard voices, they were not aware of him making threats. Machado has no criminal history. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Rick Scott getting more support for his effort to provide relief for those hit by natural disasters. The senator announced yesterday his Federal Disaster Tax Relief Act of 2025 has picked up support from two California Democrats. They're Senator Adam Schiff and Congressman Mike Thompson. The bill would provide tax relief for victims of federally declared disasters through the end of 2026. And Scott says it's great to have bipartisan support on common sense legislation.
The Trump administration suggested they will crack down against left-leaning groups they accused of promoting violence. As a matter of fact, Florida Republican Representative Anna Paulina Luna says she's already taken action.
House Oversight Chairman Comer, myself, actually sent a letter to the Treasury, to Scott Bessent, and actually asked him to freeze the assets of Neville Stingham, as he's one of these individuals that was funding largely some of these violent riots that took place most recently over the ICE raids.
All righty, just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
As America continues to endure sin and debauchery of just about every type, I find myself evaluating my patriotism. For many Christians, it's become increasingly difficult to express patriotism when the powers that be are wholeheartedly endorsing the wickedness of same-sex marriage, abortion, transgenderism, and such the like. However, for me, my patriotism is primarily rooted in gratitude for our country's biblical foundation. My patriotism stems from our country's past in spite of her present. I love that our coins say, "In God we trust," and our pledge still includes one nation under God. Our national anthem declares, "Then conquer we must when our cause it is just," and this be our motto, "In God do we trust." If we want God's continued blessing, we must get back to Him, because blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less, and if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter-pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the sundowning of the TH-57, the training helicopter that's been flying at Whiting Field for 57 years, training all of our Navy, Marine, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. Comments yesterday by Vice President J.D. Vance talking about whether we can coexist or have unity with people who advocate for or don't hate political violence. We talked about open carry rules with Sheriff Simmons. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
5:23, News Radio 92.3. The Federal Reserve Board meeting today and tomorrow, with a vote tomorrow on those interest rates. This is going to be exciting. Chris Foster has more.
The Trump administration is appealing to the Supreme Court, a ruling from the U.S. District Court of Appeals in D.C., that blocks the president from immediately firing Lisa Cook from the Fed's Board of Governors. He announced last month he was firing Cook over allegations of mortgage fraud that she denies. The president's been urging the Fed to lower interest rates and would appoint Cook's replacement. He does have one new member in place, with the Senate voting 48-47 to approve Fed Board nominee Stephen Miron, filling Adriana Kugler's seat. She resigned last month. Chris Foster, Fox News.
All right, 524, News Radio 92.3. Stocks ending down this afternoon. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks pulling back from record highs and ending lower in choppy trading. Investors remain cautious as the Fed kicks off its two-day policy meeting with a decision on interest rates delivered Wednesday afternoon. It's widely expected that the central bank will cut rates 25 basis points for the first time this year. And President Trump extending the deadline for the social media app TikTok to shut down to December 16th. The Dow winners, Amazon, Apple, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, United Health, Microsoft, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow falling 126 points, the Nasdaq lower by 15, S&P 500 down 9. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, beautiful afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. Austin Price in with the traffic and weather. Take a look at that.
Absolutely. Let's see what we got here. On the roads, we did have several spots giving us trouble. On Highway 90, traveling eastbound towards Chemucla Highway, and then continuing eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. That's when you're heading towards Milton. Got some backups in both of those areas. Also got some issues on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. North Davis Highway, right as you're merging with Scenic in front of the UWF main entrance. Got some backups there. Last but not least, I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Rounds up your worst spots on the roads at this time. As for your weather, 84 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear over the next several days. Highs ranging anywhere from 88 to 91.
There's a nice snapshot of weather for you. Not so pleasant across America, though. Some states along the East Coast are experiencing stormy conditions, as flooding remains a real threat. And as a matter of fact, Virginia getting slammed. Katie Byrne has the latest from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Rain is pouring, wind is ripping, and the skies are dark and gloomy for what's become the most direct coastal impacts to hit the area all summer. Almost 2 million people in Virginia and North Carolina are under a flood threat. Here in Virginia Beach, a second flash flood warning popped up early Tuesday afternoon after the city already picked up almost 4 inches of rain. Local residents are particularly concerned about tidal flooding. The conditions bad enough to move classes virtually for some students on the Outer Banks, and some schools in Virginia called for early dismissals Tuesday. As forecasters say, the system is set to wrap up Wednesday, but there will still be a chance of scattered showers. In Virginia Beach, Virginia, Katie Byrne, Fox Weather.
And prosecutors wanting the death penalty for Charlie Kirk's alleged killer. Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray formally charged Tyler Robinson with aggravated murder today, making the 22-year-old eligible for death if found guilty. Gray said Robinson confessed to his roommate that he killed Kirk because Kirk was full of hate.
Well, President Trump signed another order directing the federal government to deploy the National Guard to Memphis. Madeline Rivera has this from Washington.
The memo the president signed creates a task force from several federal agencies, including the Justice Department, Department of War, and Transportation Department, among others. It also authorizes the use of the National Guard with the support of Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, who was with the president in the Oval Office yesterday. President Trump says they will replicate the operation the administration carried out in D.C. And after Memphis, the president suggests they could target the Windy City. The president says Governor Lee, a Republican, requested federal help. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has warned against sending the National Guard in Chicago. President Trump indicated Pritzker's rejection might not matter to him at all.
And two incidents of men found hanged on Monday in Mississippi are not believed to be connected. Police said a 21-year-old Demartravian Reed, a black student at Delta State University, was found hanging from a tree with his death being ruled a suicide. The other incident happened in Vicksburg, where 36-year-old Corey Zacatus, a white man who is reportedly homeless, was found hanging from a tree in a wooded area. The investigation into his death is ongoing.
Well, Nancy Mace wants to censure a member of Congress following comments about Charlie Kirk. Ryan Schmeltz has the details from Capitol Hill.
GOP Congresswoman Nancy Mace on the Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria says she believes in the First Amendment, but words have consequences.
She should be admonished, and she should be reprimanded here in Congress.
Mace is sponsoring a resolution to censure Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and strip the progressive squad member of her committee assignments after statements made about Charlie Kirk following his assassination. The Minnesota Democrat has accused Kirk of hateful rhetoric, being a reprehensible human being, and criticized Democrats of normalizing Kirk. Some Democrats have called the censure move political and an attempt to punish free speech. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The popular messaging app Discord in a lot of hot water. Max Gordon has the story for us.
According to reporting from the Washington Post, the alleged gunman confessed to the killing on Discord before turning himself in. Discord sent out a statement saying, "We have not found or received any evidence that the suspect planned this incident on Discord or promoted violence on Discord. We continue to work closely with the FBI and local authorities and will continue to deliver prompt responses to their requests for assistance." This isn't the first shooting with ties to Discord. In 2022, a gunman who killed 10 people at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, talked about his plans on a private Discord server before carrying out the killings. Max Gordon, Fox Business.
Okay, tap the news radio app. Just ask Scott Greenlee of Pensacola. He won two tickets to FSU, Kent State. Game Saturday, 2:30 at Doak Campbell. We will do it again tomorrow. So just make sure you access the app, register, and be prepared to win. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier, a 22-year-old male suspect appearing in court virtually for the first time since he allegedly shot and killed Charlie Kirk on a university campus in Utah last week. The Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray, announcing state charges, also says,
"I am filing a notice of intent to seek the death penalty. I do not take this decision lightly, and it is a decision I have made independently as county attorney."
Congress trying to fund the government ahead of a shutdown. Republicans have brought their own proposal to continue funding till November 21st. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says lawmakers need to work together so Republicans can't force this bill through.
It's appropriate for the appropriators to try to actually work this out in a bipartisan conversation.
Congress has until September 30th to pass a spending package to avoid a shutdown. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Galba, the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment, make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It wasn't pretty on Monday night, but the Chargers got a victory to start the year 2-0. LA's defense was the story, and it feels inevitable that Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter will be a head coach one day. As for this year's version of the Chargers, they must keep on getting wins any way they can early so they give themselves the biggest head start possible in the AFC West, because even though the Chiefs are down now, they'll eventually get things going. I'm Zach Geld.
What's up, football fans? Picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first touchdown scorer wager with confidence today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. In Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back in unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS. Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Right now.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, an $8 million wastewater improvement project is underway in Century. According to Mayor Ben Boutwell, infrastructure upgrades have not been addressed for several years. The town is now in the process of updating water and sewer systems. The project includes four lift stations located at West Highway 4, Century Woods Apartments, the intersection of Pond and Jefferson, and Century Correctional Institution.
Number two.
NHC forecasters predicting two tropical waves will move off of Africa this week. Invest 92L could potentially become Tropical Storm Gabrielle in a day or so of spaghetti models, showing little effects on the U.S. coastline as the tropical waves are likely to move north and east of the Bahamas. No activity is expected in the Gulf of America next week.
Number three.
And Representative Michelle Salzman, in coordination with officials at the local, state, and federal levels, will conduct in-person office hours on Friday from noon to 2 p.m. at the Ferry Pass Community Center on North 9th Avenue. This event is designed to support area residents with casework matters and to offer individuals convenient access to county, state, and federal assistance.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Big day tomorrow. Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area is going to hold their finalist announcement. Happens at 9:30. They're going to be revealing the finalists from this year's grant application pool. During the event, nonprofit organizations will be announced as finalists from Impact 100's five focus areas. Now, this all leads up to its annual meeting on Sunday, October 19th. Impact 100 will award $103,500 each to 12 nonprofit organizations in our community for a total impact of $1,242,000.
All right, and violent and weapon-related crimes have seen a significant drop in Atmore. Officials say it's nearly 50% lower than it was at the same time last year. Sergeant Daryl McMahon from the Atmore PD attributes the decline to the community's partnership with law enforcement and increased public engagement. Police say efforts like the new Explorer Mentorship Program for youth are fostering trust and cooperation, while neighborhood watch programs have led to the community engaging more with officers.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
And everyone running in man coverage with their backs to Mayfield. They don't know that he's got
it. He takes it and just does what he does.
15 yards on 4th and 10. The Buccaneers alive.
On ABC and ESPN on 4th and 10 from their own 32-yard line with a minute 32 to play in Houston, trailing the Texans by 5 points. The Buccaneers got their first down with Baker Mayfield's 15-yard run, and the Bucs kept going.
Hot and in motion. They are going to run it. And a... no signal yet. Touchdown, Tampa Bay! Rashad White on top with 6 seconds to go.
On ABC and ESPN, the Buccaneers beat the Texans 20-19, improved their record to 2-0 for the fifth season in a row. Baker Mayfield threw for 215 yards and 2 touchdowns to Ryan Miller and Emeka Egbuka. The Texans got 207 passing yards and 1 touchdown from C.J. Stroud. Houston dropped to 0-2. The second Monday Night Football game in Las Vegas, the Chargers beat the Raiders 20-9. Justin Herbert threw for 242 yards and 2 touchdowns for Los Angeles, which improved to 2-0. Herbert connected for a 10-yard touchdown in the first quarter with Keenan Allen and a 60-yard bomb to Quentin Johnston in the second quarter. Raiders quarterback Geno Smith threw 3 interceptions. Las Vegas dropped to 1-1. Next Sunday, the Raiders will visit the Commanders. Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels may not play. He suffered a knee injury last Thursday that has his status in question. If Daniels is unable to play, Marcus Mariota would start versus the Raiders. Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy has a high ankle sprain, suffered in Sunday night's loss to the Bears. McCarthy figures to miss 2 to 4 weeks. The Vikings will start Carson Wentz in McCarthy's place against the Bengals. Baseball, Kyle Schwarber hit his 53rd home run. The Phillies clinched the National League East, beat the Dodgers 6-5 in 10 innings. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the D.C. Council will decide tomorrow whether to approve a nearly $4 billion plan to bring the Washington Commanders back to the old RFK Stadium site. The proposal includes a 65,000-seat domed stadium with about $1 billion in public funding. The council passed a measure on first reading last month, and supporters say it would create jobs and opportunities for local businesses. If approved, construction will begin next year with the new stadium set to open for the 2030 season.
The WNBA announcing its Rookie of the Year honors today. Jared Max has the winner.
The number one overall pick in this year's draft, Paige Beckers from the University of Connecticut, won the WNBA Rookie of the Year Award Tuesday. Drafted by the Dallas Wings, Beckers averaged 19.2 points per game in her first professional season. She dished out 5.4 assists and 3.9 rebounds per game. Her totals among 36 games saw her register the third highest point total and third most assists by a WNBA rookie. She received 70 of 72 votes to win Rookie of the Year. 23 years old from Edina, Minnesota, Paige Beckers broke the WNBA single-game rookie scoring record in late August when she put up 44 points in a game against the Los Angeles Sparks. Jared Max, Fox News.
And speaking of the WNBA, their playoffs back in action tonight. In the first game of the night, the Indiana Fever hosting the Atlanta Dream at 6:30. The Dream led the best of three series, one game to nothing. In tonight's other game, the Las Vegas Aces trying to punch their ticket to the semifinals when they play the Storm in Seattle at 8:30. The Aces have won 17 straight games going back to the regular season.
Here's today's health news.
Well, a study finds a link between smoking and diabetes. Lisa Brady explains in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. New research suggests smoking may increase the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Scientists analyzing data from over 3,300 people with type 2 diabetes and 3,800 healthy people. Those who smoked were more than twice as likely as non-smokers to develop type 2 diabetes, especially if they were genetically predisposed to the condition. Heavy smokers had an even greater risk. The new research was presented at the annual meeting of the European Association for the Study of Diabetes in Vienna, Austria. Research presented at medical meetings, generally considered preliminary until it appears in a peer-reviewed medical journal. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she'll renew her COVID vaccine executive order in light of a new federal mandate limiting access to adults 65 and up and those with chronic conditions. Governor Hochul got her COVID shot on Tuesday at a pharmacy and is urging New Yorkers to do the same, despite the FDA in August stripping pharmacists of the right to administer the vaccine without a doctor's prescription. Hochul said, quote, here in the state of New York, we actually believe in science. We believe in preventative measures like shots.
Yes, they do. Okay. FDA, while we're talking about the FDA taking aim at telehealth companies promoting unofficial versions of prescription drugs, including weight loss medications. Christian Goodwin has more.
The Food and Drug Administration sending more than 100 letters to drug and online prescribing companies, including Hims and Hers, warning them to remove false and misleading statements claiming products contain the same active ingredient as FDA-approved drugs, Wegovy and Ozempic. The agency says the claims imply that products are the same as an FDA-approved product when they are not. A rep for the San Francisco-based brand Hims says it looks forward to engaging with the FDA, adding our website and consumer-facing materials note that compounded treatments are not approved or evaluated by the FDA. The letters come following President Trump directing federal officials to ensure that all pharmaceutical ads are truthful and non-misleading. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And a University of Iowa professor being recognized for his groundbreaking research into a chronic disease. Michael J. Welsh, a professor of internal medicine at Iowa, is being awarded for transforming the lives of people with cystic fibrosis. His decades of work has led to a triple combination drug therapy now helping the vast majority of patients with cystic fibrosis live longer and healthier lives.
One food company says it's ditching some controversial sweeteners. Jenny Casola has more on this story.
Tyson Foods says it will stop using high fructose corn syrup by the end of the year. It also will no longer use the artificial sweetener sucralose, preservatives BHA and BHT, and food coloring titanium dioxide. In addition to Tyson poultry and meat products, it makes other food brands, including Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, and Hillshire Farm. Earlier this year, Tyson removed petroleum-based synthetic dyes from its products, though the Trump administration has been pushing the food industry to make changes aimed at improving the health of Americans. Tyson says the decision was voluntary and it has been working in recent years to reduce food additives. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
545 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at that weather. Local traffic together this afternoon.
I sure am. Let's see what we got here. Got some backups on Mobile Highway traveling towards the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway. Also got a little bit on I-10. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Outside of that, though, the really major problem we have anywhere near us is just a little wave of congestion if you are traveling eastbound on Highway 90 passing Avalon Boulevard heading towards Glover Lane. Hopefully none of those spots will hold you up for much longer, though. As for your weather, 84 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear all throughout your week heading into your weekend. Highs ranging anywhere from 88 to 91.
Yeah, you framed the local weather perfectly. Real nice weather here. Different across the country, though. Chance of flooding in the mid-Atlantic. Heavy rain across much of the U.S. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has more in this Fox weather forecast.
A lingering coastal low is bringing gusty winds, high surf, and the risk for flooding for parts of the mid-Atlantic states. Also, the chance of strong to severe thunderstorms with pockets of heavy rainfall for the northern and central plains. Southern California seeing the risk of heavy rain with a system offshore combined with the remnants of a tropical system in the Pacific and above average temperatures spreading across much of the U.S. this week. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, Americans continued spending last month. This is a good side. Jenny Casola has more on this trending story.
Retail sales rose 0.6% in August, more than expected, and excluding autos, sales jumped 0.7%. Non-store retailers' online shopping increased more than 10%. Spending was up 6.5% at food and drinking places. Also, July's increase was revised higher to up 0.6%, helped by Amazon's Prime Day sale and competing discounts from Walmart and others. Consumer spending has been holding up despite cooler job growth, though layoffs have remained subdued. Jenny Casola, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. CNBC reports the upcoming framework agreement for TikTok will include new investors and existing ones in ByteDance. The deal is expected to close within the next 30 to 45 days. Drug maker Eli Lilly today says it'll spend $5 billion to build a manufacturing facility in Virginia to help increase production for targeted cancer drugs. Versant is striking a multi-year media rights deal with League One Volleyball. USA Network will exclusively air the league's match of the week in primetime every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, including the playoffs and championship match. On Wall Street, stocks turning lower today with the Dow tumbling more than 125 points, the S&P 500 slid by 8, and the NASDAQ dropped close to 15. Crude oil futures for October under $65 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Well, Target has expanded its next-day delivery service to better compete with rivals. Yeah, it's getting and heating up over there. Hillary Barsky has the story.
Target is broadening next-day delivery shipments to 35 of the country's top 60 metro areas by the end of next month, marking 22 new cities this year. The big-box retailer is making the move as it aims to shrink the gap with competitors like Amazon. Last year, the e-commerce giant expanded the number of same-day delivery sites by more than 60% for its Amazon Prime members and serves more than 140 metro areas. A company executive says that Target's next-day delivery expansion will go to 54% of the population, up from 20%. San Diego and Orlando and Tampa, Florida are on the list, and Target is planning to add another 20 more cities by next year. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And Washington State getting a rather unfortunate title. It now has the highest gas prices in the nation. Woo! An average of $4.66 a gallon. A recent increase in the carbon emissions tax in Washington has added 6 cents to gas prices, so that leads some to blame the rule for the hike. State officials attribute the rise to a national trend. They also say Washington's carbon tax revenue of just over $3 billion in 2.5 years supports programs to reduce emissions and improve public transit.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration opens a probe into possible defects in Tesla doors. Could be serious. Here's Jeff Manasso.
It's an initial investigation in which the NHTSA is focused on 2021 Tesla Model Ys after getting 9 reports of electronic door handles becoming inoperative, possibly due to low battery voltage, amid complaints of people being trapped inside the vehicles. The investigation only focusing on the operability of the electronic door locks from outside of the vehicle, as Tesla later installed manual door releases inside Tesla Model Ys. Regulators say the probe covers about 175,000 vehicles. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And President Trump extending the deadline for a TikTok ban. Wanted to get you some more details on this. It comes after Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said Monday that the U.S. and China have reached a framework for a permanent deal. ByteDance, the app's Chinese parent company, had faced a Wednesday deadline to sell the popular video sharing platform. Trump signed an order Tuesday that will allow TikTok to continue service in the U.S. through at least December 16th of this year, and it marks the fourth delayed enforcement of the looming ban.
5:50, 10 away from 6, News Radio 92.3, on the heels of a congressional hearing on the dangers of chatbots to minors, the makers of ChatGPT announced new safeguards. Madison Allworth has more.
The artificial intelligence company is building age prediction technology, putting teens under different protocols so they'll get different responses from ChatGPT than an adult will. Parents will also be able to receive notifications when their teens are in a moment of acute distress. And OpenAI is also looking into giving parents the ability to set blackout hours for times when teens cannot use ChatGPT. I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
Okay, Honda, big deal here is recalling thousands of Acura vehicles over a power steering problem. Could be very serious. You might want to take care of this very quickly. Jeff Manasso lets you know how to do it.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says over 17,000 2025 Acura RDX vehicles are being recalled due to a potential issue with the power steering that may cause it to enter a fail-safe mode, shutting down power steering and increasing the risk of a crash. At this point, no reports of injuries. Dealers will reprogram the electronic power steering for free. NHTSA says VIN numbers of the 2025 Acura RDXs involved in the recall are now searchable on its website. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
5:52 on the nose here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of the roads and weather for you this hour, followed by some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Not all service companies are created equal. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barberry Plumbing, and we're proud to say we're a local, family-owned small business serving our community for over 50 years. In 1972, my dad, Louis Barberry, started this company with a vision of providing the best quality service with honesty and integrity for the community. Small businesses are the heart of America, and when you support a locally owned small business, you help to keep your community strong. We are not one of those plumbing franchise companies that will charge you an arm and a leg. At Barberry Plumbing, we always use the flat rate pricing so you know exactly how much the job will cost before the work begins. No franchise fee to pass along. You may not need a plumber today, but when you do, call Pensacola's best plumber, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
License number RF1106-7749.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday evening, join your friends at another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is the Art of Hispanic Heritage. Visit Pensacola.com has more. Saturday morning, enjoy the dozens of vendors at Dr. Martin Luther King's Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. Grab a freshly brewed coffee and a homemade treat while you take in Palafox Market from 9 till 2. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Let's travel around the world, just you and me, punk rock girl. I tapped her on the shoulder and said, do you have a bell?
We now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dance to a dress like Minnie Pearl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox.
Oh, you gotta love it. 5:55, five away from 6. News Radio 92.3. Yeah, it's great stuff. Just... how could you not be in a good mood after hearing something like that?
Oh, for sure.
Hey, thanks for having us on. I know you're making your way home. We do appreciate the ride. Well, Friends Inspired Coffee Shop, we're going to talk about that in a second. But first, the most important things going on this afternoon, the traffic and weather with Austin.
Absolutely. It's been a pretty eventful day on the roads, unfortunately. Not as much like with accidents, that's good, but just with busy, busy roads. Luckily, a lot of it is dying down, as we thought it would. It typically does this time every afternoon/evening. Your worst looking spot, if I had to choose one right now, because there's not a lot going on, it would be Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. But that's just a little chunk of congestion that should die down sooner rather than later. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so as you head home this evening. As for your weather, 84 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear over the next several days, just like it's been for the last several. We're going to have highs sitting anywhere from 88 to 91 degrees as we head into your weekend.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, if you watch Friends, like I have probably, what's been out for 30 years now or something like that, the series, you knew the coffee shop was Central Perk. That's where their main hangout is.
Right.
They're opening a permanent New York City location, Friends-inspired Perk.
Oh, that's cool.
This could be a great, good, I'd go. Michelle Polino has more on where it's at.
Friends Central Perk is opening a permanent location in Times Square. After years of pop-ups, the coffee house is described as a modern-day version of the crew's iconic hangout. Set to launch in the fall, the cafe will feature artisanal drinks and Friends-inspired bites. Curated by top chef Judge and James Beard winner Tom Colicchio, the new outpost, located at 7th Avenue and 47th Street, marks the second permanent Central Perk following the 2023 Boston opening. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And there you go. There's something to do when you're in New York.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wonder if they're going to have the sofa, the main sofa thing.
You can't have a Central Perk Friends-inspired place without that, I would assume. You got to have the decor.
Chandler, move over.
And Superman will fly on to HBO Max this week. The summer blockbuster will debut on the streaming service Friday. Superman raking in more than $615 million at the global box office since its release back in July. The movie served as the first major entry in James Gunn's new DC universe. The Superman saga will continue with Supergirl hitting theaters next summer, followed by Man of Tomorrow in 2027.
Here's something interesting, Austin. Artifacts have been recovered from a sunken Titanic sister ship for the very first time.
Wow.
I like stuff like this. Chris Foster has more.
The Culture Ministry of Greece says an 11-member deep-sea dive team reached the HMHS Britannic, nearly 400 feet down in the Aegean Sea. It was in service as a hospital ship in 1916 during World War II when it hit a mine and sank. 30 people died of the more than 1,000 people on board. The divers brought back the ship's lookout bell, navigation lamp, silver-plated first-class trays, ceramic tiles from a Turkish bath, a pair of passenger binoculars, and a porcelain sink. Second-class cabins. The Britannic was the last of three Olympic-class British ocean liners built for the White Star Line after the Olympic and Titanic. The Olympic was retired in 1935. The Titanic hit an iceberg and sank in 1912. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, it's been 45 years since one of the greatest upsets in sports history. Now, Congress is honoring the legendary Miracle on Ice hockey team. This is great. Ted Linder has that story.
The House has passed the Miracle on Ice Congressional Gold Medal Act, awarding the 1980 U.S. Olympic men's hockey team with congressional gold medals. The bill now heads to President Trump's desk for signature. Lawmakers say the team's shocking victory over the Soviet Union and eventual gold medal was more than a game. It was a moment of national unity and pride during the Cold War. The U.S. then defeated Finland to win the gold medal. It's the last time the U.S. has won gold in ice hockey. Representative Tom Emmer called it a symbol of grit, determination, and hope. Fellow Representative Elise Stefanik added, it's a moment that future generations should never forget. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Okay, it is going to be a very interesting 24 hours. I want you to get all ready to tap the news radio app tomorrow. Two pairs of tickets going out for the FSU-Kent State game, 2:30 at Doak Campbell. Get ready to play Tap the News Radio app. Coming up tomorrow on News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.